I want to say more than that, but
yes.
I've just been coughing really, the main one is coughing so much, and then now it's my nose is all fucked up. I've been coughing up green stuff. I drink a lot. It's been off and on. Sorry. It's been off and on since Monday. Yesterday and the day before, Tuesday, I lost my voice. And then. Yesterday, I stayed at home from work, and I didn't talk at all, pretty much at all yesterday. I drank warm stuff all day.
Okay, take some deep breaths, kind of through your mouth, without saying too much. Deep breath. In. In. In.
And last night, I got myself up from wheezing.
Weeping.
Yes, sir.
Deep breath. Again. Again. Had asthma, bronchoasthma.
We've never wheezed before.
So with this, I have been wheezing, but before this, no.
Okay. You feel short of breath, or just
yes, in a way. But whenever I cough, it hurts, my head hurts a lot more than what it is. Right now it's hurting, but when I'm coughing, it's sharp pains, up here.
How long has it been hurting your
throat? So for today, it's been all day long, but it's off and on since Monday.
Really hadn't had the cough before, but now the headache, but the cough has kind of gotten worse in the last couple weeks.
Yes, sir.
You're normally healthy. You don't have any medications you take or serious problems?
I take iron pills for anemia.
How long have you been anemia?
I've been for a while, for 3 years, but I quit taking the iron pills. And back in July, I had a spell, and they told me that I was bad anemic. So I started taking those.
When you say a spell, what kind of spell?
So at work, I was at work, and I started throwing up, and I told them, this didn't feel good. So I went to, I was back and forth from work. I went to the register. I work at a church spot. So I was going to the register, going to the bathroom constantly, and then for being sick, and then while I was sitting there, I had used the bathroom as before was spinning, it was the tile on the floor was moving around in circles. Well, I thought I had vertigo because I went to the emergency room, They thought I had vertigo, but while they were there, they tested my blood, and they said that was anemic. It was a 9.6.
Okay.
And
that was how long ago?
July.
This past July.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then from there,
how did they treat it?
They just told me to take an iron pill.
Have you ever had heavy periods or ever had blood in your stool?
So I don't think I've ever had blood in my stool, but I have. Sometimes I have had heavy periods, and sometimes I don't.
You ever been to a gynecologist or checked up?
No, sir.
So how much iron are you taking now?
It's
over the counter.
Mm-hmm.
It's over the counter. Pure iron, right? Yes. And 28 milligrams.
28? Mm-hmm.
That's something to do. Okay, pretty low now. Make it much more than that, right? Ferrosulfate, I think it's like 250 milligrams, just like that. Yeah. 28 is
maintenance. The woman that's menstruating, maybe. Ferrosulfate is, you know, it's the basic iron that we normally might use, but it's real important. You don't want to stay anemic if you ever had any serious medical problems or surgery, need surgery. They might even have to give you a transfusion before they can do surgery.
Sometimes
doctors, I don't know, they underestimate it or whatever. They don't realize it can be progressive. And also, why are you having it? I think something has to be causing it. You're losing blood with your menses. So that might account for it. If you have heavy foods very often, you could be losing more iron than you're taking in with your diet or even with your supplement. And so that's going to make you an iron deficiency. I mean, there are other types too. Like you could be bleeding in your colon or something like that or have an ulcer, but probably it's not that, but those are things to consider. Here's a ferrosulfate. Okay, so just so they had 325, so over 200 milligrams a day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's about what you take.
Most of the time, people tolerate it fine. And I would actually take it and get some parasulfate or something like that. Okay, strong iron. Over the counter at the drugstore, and take even one or two for the next several months. Okay, and you really need to get a blood count done at some time to see how you're responding and everything.
Right.
You don't have insurance, so it doesn't have to be done right away, but you don't want to undertreat this, okay? Anemia can be a real serious condition. So that's really important. As far as your problem today, you mostly have some bronchitis,
mm-hmm.
and maybe some sinusitis, maybe on top of a respiratory infection you've had for the past couple of weeks. You do have a little wheezing now, I can say. We kind of called it bronchial asthma. And sometimes when you get bronchitis, you can wheeze a little bit. You don't have insurance at all, right? Sometimes you can
just... No, it just recently ran out. We have an enrollment that comes in November that my husband's going to put me on his insurance. We just got married back in February.
Okay. You shouldn't want to wait that long, right? So we're going to...
Right.
So once you get the insurance, that would be a good time... Go in and get your blood work, check your iron, and you can work up and stuff like that. The main thing I could do today, I'm going to give you just some simple cough medicine. I'm going to give you an antibiotic. I would suggest Z-Pak. That's what I usually use. Take it for 5 days, take your system for 10 days. Sometimes we give it like a cortisone shot. Dexamethasone, it's like $30 worth of cortisone. And I'm going to give you a cortisone pill to take also for a week or so, make you come by. Plus, since you're weeding a little bit,
handheld nebulizers. They're not very expensive. And you just take like one or two puffs, and you feel like you're wheezing for 4 hours or so. And then we have nebulizers and breathing machines, stuff like that. But I don't think it's an easy thing to experience like that. So that's what we're going to do. Does that sound okay?
Mm-hmm.
About the shot. $30 for the shot, but that would just help to get you better quicker. But it's not mandatory that we can.
It's a cortisone shot.
The cortisone shot. We give them all the time. You know, mm-hmm. people with respiratory infections, sinus infections.
Yeah, it's cortisone. It feels on the unit that we cortisone too. I don't have to give them to you. We can just go with the antibiotic. If you're having bleeding from the inflammation in your chest,
mm-hmm.
so that's why we're trying to treat all of that.
Yeah,
that's fine. You said you did a COVID test on COVID test?
Yes, sir. And then they kept coming up negative.
That doesn't sound like COVID. My wife put iron in here, okay, there's 12 things. And I know I like the 200 milligrams on there. It's a little counter, so I'm going to put a circle in here.
Okay.
And then,
so, is bronchitis contagious?
Well, bronchitis, you got a respiratory infection, it can be contagious, right?
Well, I have a 3-year-old, that's what I was wondering.
Is she going to have any problems?
She just has a small cough, and it's nothing like major. She just like has a cough, like she coughed a couple times today.
You have a pediatrician?
Yes, sir.
No, that's just something she needs to get worried about. Then respiratory infections are contagious. The bronchitis isn't considered to be contagious. It started off with a respiratory infection. Which pharmacy do you go to?
I guess you still want your place closed.
Everything's closed right now.
Well, I think so. I think they close the day. I think all of them stays up and later. You're having to pay for things. It's not the cheapest place in town.
There's CVS in Livingston.
Yeah, CVS in Berkshire's in Livingston.
Well, Berkshire's is closed.
The store is open, which is the
pharmacy is closed.
Yeah.
I think the Walmart stays open.
No, I just checked. It said closed.
Okay, they're closed too. All right. So Walgreens maybe is the only one. Now, the Z-Pack shouldn't be very expensive, and that's all for me to bring those back. Yeah, Ibuprofen, it shouldn't be too expensive. Walgreens, now, if you have an insurance card or something like that, they have all the contracts, and so it doesn't cost you too much to have to go in there and pay for it. It's more expensive. But you really got to live.
Really, the Livingston.
Okay. All right, then. I mean, I know this is going to be good.
We only have Walmart, Berkshire's, and CVS. So we have a Walgreens.
I hear the Walgreens here is open to tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well,
I have CVS and Publix.
Are they open? I'm trying to check.
I'm trying to check. I'm right.
Recommending that they're open, but there.
So for tomorrow, do you recommend me going to work or no?
Well, that's up to you. I mean, if you're not doing so good, I would recommend taking those time off. I was going to give you some cough medicine too, right? That's what that would help.
Yes, sir. Is it a liquid?
Yes.
Do you have a pill form?
Well, no. You can buy stuff over the counter. This doesn't taste bad. We do it to kids all the time. But I think it would be worthwhile.
Yeah, they're open till 9.
They're closed in the morning.
So that's where you're going.
Yeah, we're going to where they get it.
Maybe it's cheaper than Walgreens.
Okay. We just haven't had good experience with Walgreens. They always, when they come. contract with all these insurance companies, but they're really hard to deal with, very busy. I mean, answer the phone and call them. And then if something happens and they can't use it, what prescription can they just get it back to you? They can go back to the doctor instead of even calling to try to clarify it. So they're not, you're still at work. That's just a hard question. I don't have time to anybody else. Now that's just here, but I think that I didn't call them and ask them. They will be the decision. Costco's one of the cheapest places, but HEB is a good place. You know, from the
we have HEB, but we don't have the pharmacy. For coughing so much, will it make my back hurt?
Okay.
For coughing so much, will that make my back hurt?
Could be, isn't it?
It's like right there on the right side of my right behind my rib cage.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, you could have pneumonia or something like that. You might have to go to the hospital. You have to do an x-ray to check that out, okay? That's about $80. Doesn't sound like we need to do that. If it doesn't get better and everything doesn't clear up, then you need to come back and go somewhere we can get evaluation, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm just trying to be sure you can read it since we're going to be focused on it. You should, yeah. And I just please everything in here. I think it's all okay. You should be able to read. But yeah, if you're to see yes, sometimes it should be much better over the next few days with the medication.
Okay.
What about the shot? Okay.
Yeah,
I got it. Okay. That was dealt. Okay. Well, you
should respond to all the things
you're doing. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Your name is real important, Jen. It's about to help. Yes,
sir. Are you the one? Oh, do you need it? Okay.
So this way. She's trying to get for the Dexon. Go ahead and give me.
What's the Dexa 8? 30? 30?
Yeah.
Billy, I'll join for you real quick. Yeah, sure. Okay, one time the child will be 30. Okay.
Okay.